With the holiday food temptations and parties pretty much over, a lot of people are now pursuing resolutions seeking weight loss, better physical fitness, and a more active lifestyle. Yesterday, the Better Business Bureau Office for Alaska issued a warning to health-seeking consumers to make certain their desire for physical fitness doesn't result in financial injury. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Glutted with seasonal goodies, prompted by straining belts and stretching seams, many of us are entering January 2010 with New Year's resolutions proclaiming our intention to become healthier. According to Tara Sims of the Better Business Bureau, that's precisely what some corrupt companies are counting upon.
We just want consumers to know that misleading companies are out there, and they will try to take advantage of things that are in the news or current events, such as New Year's resolutions.
Sims works in the Better Business Bureau's Anchorage office. She says consumers wanting to shed pounds should beware of certain red flags.
If you see anything touting it's a miracle pill and you don't need diet or exercise, be very cautious. If you're seeing any type of enticing advertisements, say they're very urgent and there's a limited time offer and you need to sign up. For example, we see these a lot of times online. You'll click on the website, it'll say you have 5 minutes to sign up for this offer or you can't get the deal. And a lot of times consumers sign up and realize later that every single time you go to that website, that same alert comes up.
That's particularly true of advertised inducements like drop 3 sizes in 1 week or lose 30 pounds in 2 weeks. Sim says be even more suspicious when wondrous claims are coupled to free offers.
Supplement sellers out there have been touting free trial offers, and then consumers go ahead and sign up for this free trial offer, but they don't read all the terms and conditions and find out later that you have to cancel that free trial offer by a certain deadline. And if you don't cancel by that deadline, you end up paying a monthly charge, and it can vary in price between $20 to $75 a month, depending on the supplement.
Sims has similar advice for anyone about to sign contracts with fitness centers, health clubs, and trainers. Carefully read the agreement before signing and discuss various options.
A warning to consumers to educate themselves. Make sure that if you're going to sign up for a gym membership or a health club membership, to inspect the membership contract thoroughly. Don't just sign off on anything. Find out how long the contract's going to be for, what the cancellation policy is if you end up in any financial trouble and decide you want to cancel your membership. Just things like that to look into when you're signing that contract.
She says there are some online resources fitness-seeking consumers can use. First of all, anyone doing business in Alaska is required to be licensed, and nutritionists and dietitians must have special professional licensing from the state. There are also additional tips at www.fitness.gov, and the National Institute of Health offers information through the Office of Dietary Supplements website. To find out about any complaints lodged by consumers against a fitness, nutritional, or supplement business, Sims suggests going to BBB.org for reliability reports.
It's just a good idea to do some research about the company, the offer being advertised, and make sure and get a BBB reliability report on the company as well. And it'll save you a lot of money in the end.
And of course, it's also a good idea to consult with your physician before starting any new exercise, nutritional, or supplemental regimes. This is Len Anderson.